for. Joe wants to know.
So my buddy, he's got a wife, and she had a conversation with her friend, and they're both kind of agreeing that this teacher is doing something wrong, that they don't like kind of coddling kids and setting them up for failure in life, because on the first week of school, they gave it all these awards, like, oh, little Susie, she's got the best smile, and little Jimmy, he's athletic, and yada, 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 going on, and did it for every kid.
Yeah, and basically these two women are saying things to these kids like, you're so well-spoken or you're athletic, even to the, quote, overweight, ugly, or not so bright kids, is basically setting up these kids to be a generation of wimps, and she's coddling these kids and babying them. David kind of agrees. Twitter at Joan Alex Show, if you can't get through on the phone, or Instagram at Joan Alex Show, he said, you can build up kids, but don't compliment them before you know them. Too much like lying. I praise my children when they accomplish at their level. Alyssa said if she's that upset over kind gestures from a teacher, homeschool. And Anonymous said there's no win and lose in life. Compliments are totally different than trophies, and your friend's wife is a douche.
All right, that's how we got it. Kelly, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Do you agree with these women, or do you think they're totally off?
You know, I don't agree with them. I think teachers spend a lot of time with their students, and even at the beginning of the school year, they have an idea. They ask parents for ideas about, you know, what are your kids good at? What do they like? And they spend a lot of time with them. And, you know, compliments like that create connectedness among the kids. It creates connectedness among the teacher with her students. And I just think that things like that promote healthy relationships across the lifespan. We know that, you know, we know those things. The CDC talks about stuff like that all the time, about compliments and being nice to each other helps promote healthy relationships among individuals, especially among kids.
All right, Kelly, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Georgie's on the Joe and Alex Show, and you get upset by this. Are you actually a teacher, or do you work in schools?
Yes, I'm a second-grade teacher in IPS, and I just think comments like this bother me so much, because especially with families like low income, you don't know, or any kid, you don't know where they're going home to, and I've never experienced a school background until I started working in IPS, and you know, some of the stories that the kids tell you that they don't even know, you know, they don't understand what they're telling you, but reality sinks in, and a classroom needs to be a safe place for a student to go to. And so when a teacher sets up this classroom comfortability, the safe place, you know, the kid wants to be there. It's not coddling at all. It's creating an environment for them to feel welcomed and appreciated, because it might not always happen.
Go ahead, Alex.
Okay, sorry.
Jinx!
Do you feel like then it's okay, even if the kid is morbidly overweight, to say things like, you're so athletic?
Sure, why not put that in their head so that way it makes them want to go out and do activities?
Okay, I mean, just playing devil's advocate, because that's what these women were saying.
Now, is that something, Georgie, that you guys actually do, though, at the schools? Do you, like, kind of, throughout the year, maybe at the beginning, do you give out, like, little awards?
I mean, I think it's teacher, you know, classroom based. I have not personally done it yet, but I think it's a great idea, because, you know, these kids have these traumatic experiences, and whenever you say, oh, you are so smart, these kids, like, it brightens their day. So why not, you know, put that light in their eyes?
Hey,
just
yeah,
for an hour, even if that's all it is.
Hey, Georgie, thanks for calling in, and thanks for being a teacher. You guys are underappreciated and definitely underpaid. We really appreciate what you do. 317-239-1009. Sean's on the Joe and Alex Show. And what did you want to say about my buddy's buddy's wife and her friend, what they're saying, that these teachers are just ruining the kids for the future?
I don't feel that at all, because I coach, you know, youth sports, and I feel that, you know, when you give a kid a compliment, when you give them a boost of confidence, you're instilling the ability for them to go on to be anything they want to be, something great, something amazing. But I've seen it to where a child's mind is so fragile, and then when you go in there and belittle them, you know, demean them, you know, break them down, they'll never forget that. And then in the back of their head, they feel that they can never achieve anything because you said that they were fat, you said that they were this. And I feel that she did the right thing, because so many teachers don't care, and there's some that, the ones that do, they get ridiculed for doing the right thing. And I feel that, you know, she did an amazing thing.
Sean, man, you sound like such a good guy, man. What sports do you coach?
I coach third and fourth grade football. And cool. I also officiate wrestling as well. And I see coaches and dads pull kids aside and yell at them. And then the kid is just, I've seen the moms take them home because they said, this is not what I signed them up for. And, you know, and I'll walk over to them and, you know, take my time to say, hey, I think you did great, man. You can't win them all, but you know what? If you get back out there, I guarantee one day you're going to get that kid, you know. Just got to work a little harder. Mm-hmm. And then they put a smile on their face, and then, you know, it's just saying something like that is what they want to hear. They don't want you to push them, override them, you know. They want to hear that they can be anything, because we tell our kids all the time, you can be anything you want to be. So if we turn around and say, oh, no, you're too fat, oh, no, you're too dumb, you know, that's messed up.
Yeah, I don't think you should tell the kids that they're fat or dumb by any means, maybe. But these women, it sounds like they think, just don't say anything.
Thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show, Sean. We appreciate it. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. We'll talk to you next.